T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
With a 10-pound chub of meat.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
Do you do any Tim Croce at Club 72?
Puzzle fun.
I Got a Name is one of my favorites. I don't know, Jim, is that Jim's evil twin?
Layla Rahimi.
Evil twin, baddies, yeah.
Puzzle fun.
Twirling the mustache like Snidely Whiplash. Yes. Baddiest Young.
It's a big jigsaw puzzle on how everything fits.
Once you get his vibe.
You can just see the vibe.
Once you kind of grok what he's doing, it is a very specific acquired taste, but one you'll begin to crave.
There's a typo in the crossword, bud.
Puzzle fun.
Some ribald sports talk on 670 to The Score as Dan Bernstein talks puzzles with Jason Vinetti. Hey, man.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Did you just call Bernstein a crossword pud?
Man, there's so many good non-New York Times puzzles out there.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score.
So excited, Adam Dunn. What a great signing.
Layla Rahimi is with me, or Mahimi. Is that what it is now? I didn't know that. I remember.
Thank you, Les Grobstein / Chris Ronji.
Layla, I'm Chris Ronji. I'm in for Dan today and tomorrow. Dan's out. I don't know what he's doing. He's in a different state or something. I don't mean mental state. That is also true, but he's somewhere else.
So he's not going to be here for the next couple. College.
Okay, yeah. So she's probably out of state, right?
He's parenting. Yeah, he's in Ohio. He's not like us degenerates who don't have kids or relationships.
Oh yeah, no. You know, who wants those?
I mean, people have them. That's an interesting concept
yes,
to me.
That's true, Layla. People do have them. People do have relationships and children. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Layla and Ronji today. So we hope you'll hang out with us for the next almost 3 hours. We're going to have a good time, I think. You can watch us on Twitch. Chicago 670 The Score is the Twitch stream. And you can also catch us on the Odyssey app and download for free and then listen to the show. And also the Facebook page, you can watch us there as well. So, Layla, today we're going to talk to Kevin Fishbane, who covers the Bears. That'll be at 10 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, a friend of yours, Jessica Camerato, covers the Washington Nationals. And it's, there's a sentimental series that's happening starting today for the Cubs. They've got John Lester and Kyle Schwarber coming back to play against them. So we're going to talk to her about those two guys, about the Nationals, and we will preview that series, which begins this evening at Wrigley Field. But first things first, Layla, today we saw the ending of the rookie minicamp for the Bears, which everybody was really excited about it for one thing in particular, and it feels like that's where all the questions go. No matter what is being asked, the only thing anybody wants to know is, well, there are two things. How does Justin Fields look, and when is Justin Fields going to start? Those are the only two things anybody wants to know, and you can't really get much of an idea from the minicamp because you're allowed to see about 60 seconds of video. But I feel like that's about the only thing anybody cared about this past weekend. But it did have all of us kind of looking forward to the season.
Oh, absolutely. Ever since the draft, frankly, I've been looking forward to the season. Dan has not just planted his flags as to Justin Fields needs to start right away this very minute. He doesn't care about any other quarterback in the history of America. I tend to think that Fields will start sometime in September, right? That yeah. seems to be reasonable, but reasonable is not what we do here. So when we see the pictures now of the Bears and we hear people talking about him, that's the face. It's Justin Fields. It's already happened. And we don't get a lot. Bears released video on their YouTube channel, which was helpful. Fields look good. You're not going to show highlights of incomplete passes. We saw the writers like Kevin Fishbane, who we'll talk to, post a little bit of video. I don't know yet if Patrick Finley is doing dramatic renderings yet. He's always game for that type of thing, the courtroom sketch artist that he is.
Yeah.
But we did find out some facts from Matt Nagy as to what he needed to see out of Fields in between all the when's he going to start? When's he going to start? When's he going to start? And that's what we're really trying to sift through right now is for the evaluation period, did we see what we needed to, or did the coaches see what they needed to judge that progress?
Well, and I think that's the important thing, right? What sort of progress do they need to see, and how doable is it for him to accomplish all of those things before the season starts? And I don't know, I sort of lean toward where Dan is coming from. You said that he's all in on he needs to be there week one, he needs to start. And I do know there are a lot of people who feel the exact same way, and I lean that direction too, because I'm not sure, unless you were just trying to protect him from getting murdered, you know, and you want things, you want the new lineman to gel a little bit before you let him get out there and get some starts, because you're going to have a couple of rookies on that line probably. And I understand like wanting them to work together maybe for a game or two before you throw him out there. But if there's anybody capable of handling it, even in the first couple of weeks, if it doesn't look right, I would think it would be him. Unless all the stuff Nagy's been talking about, and he talked about it today with Mully and Haw, and we're going to get to some of that later on in the show, but he talked about it over the weekend in his Zoom calls with the press, that he's looking for how he's commanding the huddle, how he looks in that regard, how he looks pre-snap, how he looks post-snap, how he's handling all of those things. And I get that. I think you don't want to put him in a position where he's not going to succeed, but isn't the thing you worry about the most a guy losing some confidence, right? I think that's maybe the one thing, but how much of that are you really concerned about when it comes to him? Justin Fields does not, and I know it's different, it's professional football, so maybe things change, but he has never come across to me as somebody who is in danger of losing confidence.
I think we have to all, and I mean everybody, not just you and me, not just Dan, not just Mully and Haw, not just the score, not just the Bears fans in general, or even Bears brass, have to realize how much we talk about the young quarterback that they just drafted with the lens of what we saw out of Mitch Trubisky in front of us. Because I find myself saying, well, he has more confidence. Well, he has more college experience. Well, it's in a conference where they didn't just play against Clemson, the national champion. Well, it's top to bottom better college competition. How is he adjusting to his reprogression? Like, I didn't. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about all the things that we didn't see in Trubisky initially to try to correct for that mistake. So, is that the right lens to evaluate Justin Fields with? What is it really about with him? What are the real concerns with him individually? He's not Mitch Trubisky. And I find myself getting into that mode of evaluation with him.
So, and those are all extremely fair questions. And I think for me, if you go back and you listen to what was being said, and you know what? It's rookie minicamp, so everything looks great, right? The very yeah. little you get to see of rookie minicamp, everything looks great. And we were joking about the amount of time the reporters, the people covering the minicamp, were allowed to see and film what Fields was doing. And it was literally like 60 seconds. And if you go through Twitter, and it might all be taken down already because mm-hmm. the Bears put out a 24-hour, you know, like a, I don't know, is it an embargo? What would you call that? Like,
embargo is a delay where you delay, can't air something so, until it airs somewhere else. This is a 24-hour window.
Yeah,
that's what you call it, the window.
they said you can have these videos up, and a lot of them are literally 8 seconds long. You're getting to see 8 seconds of Justin Fields making a throw from a distance, and everybody has to take those videos down in 24 hours. So a lot of them today are probably gone.
Right. So what you're seeing is fleeting. Thank you for letting people cover it and film it. That's a good sign.
Right.
That's what you want to see.
It's
still
progress.
Am of the belief. Yeah, I still am of the belief that whatever secrets there are to be had in the NFL, the media and fans don't have them and other teams do. That's still my opinion about it all. Like, we still broadcast, yeah. But I don't think Bill Belichick is coming to me on Twitter for a scouting report. Just saying. Pretty sure he's got guys for that.
Yeah, and there are people who are paid to do this. There are people who are paid a lot of money to scout and to maybe spy a little bit. I don't know. I mean, we don't have evidence of it, but there's a, yeah, maybe that does actually happen every now and then. Yeah. So
the more Justin Fields the people get to see, the better.
I highly doubt that other teams are looking at Justin Fields via the media social posts of him making a couple of throws on the field and going, we're getting all kinds of intel about this guy by watching it. But whatever. Hey, at least they were allowed to be out there and to see it. Layla, when we come back after this break, I want to talk a little bit more about this. And I went back and I looked at what was written about Trubisky after his rookie mini camp 4 years ago. Maybe you'll see some parallels.
Oh, no.
Layla Rahimi, Chris Ronji with you here on The Score.
That's fun. You know, that's a good deal right there. So,
Bears head coach Matt Nagy talked to Mully and Hall live.
I mean, we're sitting here talking about Justin as a rookie and him learning this offense and what he's doing. Well, it's the same thing for Andy Dalton. He's still learning, too. He doesn't know the timing of any of these wide receivers. He doesn't know the footwork of the running backs and the communication with the O-line. So that's why this offseason will be really integral.
Hear Mully and Hall's entire interview with Bears head coach Matt Nagy at 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's what we're trying to do is create depth at every position, but specifically at wide receiver and running back versus where I think we've been in previous years. Our depth right now is really good at those two positions. Starting out with wide out, I mentioned yesterday that we really feel like we've strengthened that room and done a good job, a credit to Ryan and the personnel, to bringing in guys that can really come in and compete from day one and make everybody else better, which is what this is supposed to be like. If you talk to the guys that have been with us for the past 2 or 3 years, they're going to tell you they want that. It makes them better.
That's Bears head coach Matt Nagy over the weekend, rookie mini camp for the Bears, concluding yesterday. And we get our first look at Justin Fields. And also, Nagy joined Mully and Haw earlier today. We're going to bring that to you later on in the show. I'm Chris Ronji in for Bernstein. Layla Rahimi is still here. And that's one of the things, Layla, that the Bears are very interested in over the next several weeks. So you've got the OTAs coming up starting a week from tomorrow. They start on the 25th. There are going to be a few sessions of those. Then you've got mini camp, which will be in the middle of June. And then you've got training camp after that, obviously. So over the next several weeks, it's going to be all about the sort of progression that Justin Fields makes. I guess there's still a possibility that he is the week one starter. They are clearly not going to tell us that right now. And I think part of them really doesn't know. I think they don't know at this point if he's going to start. It's not about whether or not he should start. I just think that right now they don't know.
Well, we're going to talk to Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, who attended the OT, well, the rookie mini camps over the weekend. And for now, Nagy is maintaining that Andy Dalton is going to practice with the ones and that Justin Fields will not. So that is the at least status quo going in. But what I found interesting as we sift through all the talk around things is what Matt Nagy is looking for specifically out of Justin Fields when it comes to his evaluation process at this time. And he gave us some insight on Sunday as to what that was. Let's take a listen.
The mental part of getting in and out of the huddle and having that, I know you guys heard Flip say the first wide vision. So when the play's coming into the headset and then you call the play and you break the huddle, when you walk up to the line of scrimmage, when you're in the quarterback position, it can feel like you don't see anything. You're trying to think in what you saw in the installs and you're trying to figure out what's going on, but you really need to be looking to your first wide vision to the right to see if your Z receiver's off the ball and your Y receiver's on the ball. Is your X on the ball? Where's your running back? Okay, where's the mic at? And now, okay, I got the 40s. I got to call it before the play clock runs out. And then, yeah, up post snap, there's a disguise in the read with the progression of the defense rotation. So I want to see that speed up. And I think he's done a really good job so far in what the little bit that we've seen in this rookie mini camp of doing a good job post snap vision, which was a strength of his in college. So that's just got to continue to speed up. You know, he's going to get a great opportunity to do that against our defense. And I think that's where we're going to have to see, okay, are there a lot of mistakes being made or are there a lot of good plays that are being made? And is it natural and is it easy for him? And that's where we'll evaluate and see. And again, you'll know when you watch it, you'll see it and we'll all feel it as coaches.
So we hear him talk about what he's wanting to see, where he's checking before the read, checking the running back position, what are his checkdowns, what's the process, what's the reprogression. And at least that way we have some sort of benchmark to say, this is what the coaches are looking for as to whether or not he'll be ready, quote, end quote.
Yeah. Well, it's the number one thing, right? We did talk about it during the last segment that it could be a matter of wanting the offensive line to have a little bit of work in front of him together as a unit before they throw him into that mix and have it be in a regular season game. And I guess I could understand that. I'm just not sure if you're going to if that should be the thing that prevents him from starting in week one. It's this other stuff that would. And I think that's fair. I think it's fair of the Bears to maybe want to wait a couple of weeks for that and then ease into it. I don't think I'd wait too long, though, because you've got value in a guy right now, going to be in a rookie contract right now. And I think you want to maximize that value as much as you possibly can. Forget about the fact that, you know, you've brought in another quarterback during the offseason. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. Because you have somebody that you believe is the future of your franchise, when he's ready to go, you throw him out there. And I think they're going to do that. I don't think they're going to wait too long to make that happen.
I would hope not, but they also spent $10 million on Andy Dalton this year, giving him a $4 million raise from his salary last year. So they clearly value him. And I want to see how that gets folded into this mix. Also, Jordan Jay, did we get a cameo from Robot Matt Nagy to begin that comment there? Did we get a little Robot Matt Nagy? Because he was finally able to attend training camp. I'm always going to say training camp. Mini camp in person there. What happened there?
Well, we're going to ask Robot Matt Nagy all about training camp on Wednesday. I know Mully and Haw had the actual Matt Nagy on this morning. Robot Matt Nagy's harder to get, so we got him on Wednesday. He'll join us on Wednesday to answer all those questions and more.
Guys, I'm a little out of the loop. Is Robot Matt part of the show now, and I don't know about it?
Well, Matt Nagy wasn't able to attend the first couple days of minicamp, and he had to do so virtually. Okay. So then we were trying to figure out how Matt Nagy was attending camp. Was it with his head on an iPad that somebody just took around everywhere? What was going on?
Yeah, that's the funny thing when he was talking about that over the weekend, that, you know, that's how he saw the first couple of days because of the COVID protocols. He wasn't able to be there for the first couple of days of the mini camp. So coaches had to hold an iPad out, which is funny because we usually make fun of people who take photos with their iPads or take videos with their iPads. It looks super weird. But I guess it's different if you're on the coaching staff, right? Like it looks looks official.
A case dangling as they were holding up Matt Nagy, and then the case was covering the camera hole, and they couldn't figure it out. Like everyone's aunt at the zoo. holding up the iPad to take photos.
Yes.
And the dad from North Texas taking the photos with his iPad whenever they won their tournament game against Purdue. Major dad energy there.
What would Android guy Ranji use to take photos?
What is it with you and the Androids?
Why do you have three computers and an Android phone?
Why not?
And two of which are Macs.
So? One computer is really old. I got a new Dell a couple of years ago, or year and a half. And then I got this Mac recently because I wanted it. So what? Screw it. Leave me alone.
You can have an Android. Just don't group text anyone because it ruins it.
If I got to hear this bubble crap again, I'm going to lose my mind with you people. It's a different color. When I send you a group chat message, do you see words?
I do, especially when you like something and it says Chris Ranji liked this message.
I don't like anything.
I don't get to see a thumbs up. I don't need to read all of it. And I send you a link and it doesn't do anything. It just sits there all gray.
What are you talking about? I can see the link.
You're just contrarian for the sake of being contrarian.
I'm not. I like these phones. Okay? Leave me alone. Let me be. Let me enjoy my Samsung in peace.
Not correct.
Agreed. Yeah, this is problematic for us. But here's the thing. Perhaps you could text us on one of your 14 other War Games working machines over there at headquarters, Ranji, and then be on a group thread where the language is all consistent.
Yeah, well, then, what are you talking about? Like,
and by language, I mean not English, but actually coding language.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I see all of the words you send. I read the messages. It all makes sense. And I move on with my life. Unlike you two people who are crybabies about this, I can move on. So what? Green bubble? It's a green bubble. Green's a nice color.
Your Android has made us miss Dan. Do you know how hard that is to do?
For those of you who had 9:55 as the time where Ranji might break on this show.
No, I'm not going to
bother. You are correct.
No, I don't break. I am a professional. And speaking of professional, I forgot about the fact that they're not doing that first round of OTAs next week because they don't have participation. So it was supposed to start the 25th, I think 25th, 26th, 27th, and that's not happening. So
now it's June 1st.
Yeah, June 1st will be the
first
OTAs.
We could ask Fishbane about that too because that's kind of random.
You know what I think we should do, Layla?
What's that?
Let's talk to Kevin Fishbane next on The Score.
Wasn't quite HD. It was a little blurry.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Matt Nagy himself.
You go out and you draft your future left tackle and you get another guy in the fifth round in Larry Borum who could be a future fixture at right tackle. Is that by a coincidence or by design?
Going into this thing, we all felt really good about both Tevin and Larry and getting them in Juan Castilla's hands and Donnie Raiola to really develop them and teach them how to do what their techniques and fundamentals are. That was an emphasis.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station and Odyssey station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.